1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Here at 10,
I don't know what happened. Can we roll it again, bud?
Why?
Don't ask me why. Just roll it again. The commercial didn't fire the way we wanted. Yeah. It's on now, Ted.
You could go for the holiday season, but why even consider it when Ted's of Beverly Hills is there for all of your dining and all of your celebrating needs? Ted's of Beverly Hills, and guess where? Beverly Hills.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
Oops.
Ted Bell with us. We're talking about the holidays and how busy the restaurant business. Pretty busy this time of year, but especially busy this year?
Well, Phil, people are doing a lot of... Doing a lot of dining out this week, more so than last year. Our business is up. We had a little bit of an emergency because we let somebody go last week. We had to have we had to get some people double up on some of the shifts and stations, but that's the way it goes, you know. And knock wood. I hope that's wood anyway. But business is doing great.
Well, somebody, when you let somebody go during the Christmas season, when you need the help, that must be pretty bad, huh?
Well, it was, Phil, but we have a zero tolerance policy, as any reputable business would have for. Unfortunately, sexual harassment, we had a situation, and we have to be, as any business that is hoping to get the trust and to get the confidence of the public, as Ted's of Beverly Hills, we feel, has over the last 26 years, you have to act promptly, you have to act quickly, and I will tell you, Phil, when I move like a hammer. I will cut like a hammer, and when I find, we have a zero tolerance for that kind of thing. It happens. I'm sorry that it does, but when it does, we do what we can. I've been married 13 years, and I have respect for women, and I had no choice in the matter. My hands were handcuffed in the matter.
Was it a, if you don't mind me asking?
No, go ahead.
Was it a waiter or a waitress or somebody in the office staff?
Well, it was actually a gentleman who'd worked in our kitchen staff, and it was unfortunate. We'd had a Christmas gift exchange last week. If you want me to tell you a story, I can.
Go ahead.
We had a Christmas gift exchange last week during our staff party. Your listeners, I'm sure, have these in their businesses. And anyway, we had a young gal that works in the Ted Lounge, a cocktail hostess. Her name is Kim, and she, our main hostess, hired her. Crystal hired her a couple of weeks ago, and she's really efficient. She's friendly. She's a very lovely young lady. Very lovely. And so during our staff party, we have what we call something that I thought of called a Secret Santa gift exchange. It was an idea that I had so that people don't feel responsible. So-and-so got me this.
The Secret Santa gift exchange?
Yes.
Isn't that something a lot of companies do?
I don't know if they do. I was the first that I know of it to ever do this. We've done a lot at our restaurant, Phil. As you know, we were the first to wrap baked potatoes in tin foil. Nobody had ever done that before us. No one had ever really thought about serrating a steak knife before I thought of it. But what happened, Phil, is a little bit more serious. We had the Secret Santa gift exchange, and that's where my idea was to assign somebody to get a gift for someone who they don't know is, you're going to give it to them.
Yeah, so the person's anonymous.
Exactly. So I decided, since she's new, I'll get this young lady, Kim, I'll get her the gift. So I went out, and I thought as a joke, I got a Victoria's Secret gift certificate for her, and I got one of these deals. It's really a neck massager, but, a lot of women apparently use them as some kind of a sexual aid or something.
Like a vibrator?
I don't know what they would use it for, but I got this. They call it a neck massager.
All right, and this is all anonymous?
That's correct. It's the Secret Santa, and we had the gift exchange last Thursday, and of course, we're all having fun. Somebody gave me a World's Greatest Boss trophy. I got a sweater. So now Kim opens up the gift that I gave her, and she doesn't know it's from me, and she pulls out this Victoria's Secret gift certificate and this, which she calls a vibrator, and I mean the whole room exploded. People were on the floor. It was very funny. Meanwhile, she gets this look. She says, very funny. She drops both the gifts back in the box. Anyway, I decided I would, leave, and I got back to work the next day, and...
You left the party early.
Yeah, I did, because, people don't want to party with their bosses. Next day, around 3, she comes to me, and she says, I want to speak to you, and did you see the gift I got? I said, yeah.
Oh, man. Did she know that you gave it to her?
No, but I I told her I'd seen the gift. She said she wanted to know if I knew who had given her the gift. She wanted to file a sexual harassment grievance.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm listening to this, and I'm staying objective, but she's saying she wants this situation dealt with.
So she believes that she was sexually harassed by getting the Victoria's Secret catalog and the...
It was a gift certificate.
A gift certificate and this vibrator.
Well, again, it was a neck massage, but okay, yes. You can call it what you want. I'd spoken with Carlos, who's our head chef. He said it was a busboy who was not very good, not very efficient, because the kid didn't speak English. So we had to let the kid go anyway. So after I let this kid, I had Carlos let this kid go, this Esteban kid go. I told, you know, Crystal that it was Esteban that gave it to her.
Ted.
Wait, hold on. Now, this young man is gone from the restaurant for a legitimate reason. He can't communicate with the staff. You know, this young lady, Kim, feels that the sexual harassment's been dealt with, so the problem's solved. You know,
but the young man didn't sexually harass her. You told her that it was him. It was you.
Well, he didn't sexually harass her, but she was out for blood. So what am I supposed to do?
You could tell her that you were the one who gave her the gift, that you didn't...
It was a gag gift, and the girl doesn't have a sense of humor. And I'm not going to... You want me to tell her that I gave her the gift?
Yeah.
Look, Phil, I'm Ted Bell. I started this restaurant. I built this place brick by brick, piece of wood by piece of wood. What are you telling me? There is no Ted's of Beverly Hills without Ted Bell.
So this kid gets fired.
He got fired because he didn't speak English.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number on the Phil Hendry Show. We're speaking with Ted Bell about sexual harassment in the workplace and the Christmas season. You know, you're getting rid of a kid at Christmas time, man. That's rough.
Well, the kid was, it wasn't my idea. It was the idea of the kitchen. You know, our head chef, Carlos, said the kid didn't speak English. And when you work at Ted's Beverly Hills, I don't care if you come from Africa. I don't care if you come from Spain. I don't care where you're from. You speak English. You speak English at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Now, I'll hire you. I don't care where you are, what color you are, who you are. I don't care what religion you are. But when you work for me, you speak English. And that's all there is to that. Now,
But you fired this kid.
I fired him because he didn't speak English.
But you told this young lady, Kim, that he was the one that gave her the vibrator and the Victoria's Secret gift certificate.
I told her that, Phil, because the girl wanted blood. Otherwise, she's going to the state. She's going to file a grievance with the state.
And she's going to file a grievance with the state. And the state's going to come in, or somebody's going to come in, or maybe she's going to get an attorney and find out that it was you.
That's not going to happen. And I'll tell you why it's not going to happen. Because I own this business. And you are not going to shut down Ted's of Beverly Hills after what my father put my mother through and what he put me through.
And all of this is very interesting, and it's very colorful. But the kid was fired as a result of you giving her the Victoria's Secret.
Maybe you don't hear too good. He got fired because...
I know, because he didn't speak English. I just wonder... Well...
You wonder what? Are you wondering how I sleep at night? Is that what you're...
Yeah. I wonder how you feel knowing that this kid...
Phil, let me explain a little bit about being an employer, because, you're not one. I hire Mexicans, these young people that come from Mexico, all the time. The kid's going to turn around, go back down to Mexico. He'll be waiting down there for 6 months until somebody else whistles the coast is clear. He gets underneath a barbed wire fence, and he's home free. Now, he comes back up here.
All right, you want to boil a kid down to a stereotype, that's your business. But I'm just simply saying that somewhere out there is a woman who works for you who thinks a young man from Mexico sexually harassed her when, in point of fact, it was you. And I would ask you, do you sleep at night?
I sleep like a baby. I sleep like a rock. And you want to know why? Because due to my hard work, there's a lot of people who are employed. And there's a lot of taxes that get paid because of the business that I have succeeded at. And those taxes go to supporting many of your listeners. And those taxes go to supporting a lot of the welfare programs and the, the United Negro College Fund or any of these deals.
That's not a welfare program, man. That's a private fund.
Well, in any event, I had no choice. She's the one who did it because she's the one who had to make a deal out of it, make a big issue out of it, Phil. And as a result, it could have been dealt with quietly, but she was out. She wanted her pound of flesh. And now a poor kid is walking back to Mexico over the desert with a knapsack and no water.
Because of her?
Because of her, yes.
You don't really believe that, do you?
Well, you know what, Phil? She's the one that came to me the next day and said, oh, did you see the vibrator I got?
1-800-449-8686. So this is a really good one. Ted decides that he can't admit that he's the one that gave her the vibrator and the Victoria's Secret gift certificate. He'll just say it was some busboy that he fired. And the kid's on his way back to Mexico. And it's her fault? Anyway, is that sexual harassment? It was a Secret Santa gift exchange where she got this Victoria's Secret catalog and or a gift certificate and a vibrator. And she didn't know Ted gave it to her, the owner of the company. But she was upset enough to say that she wanted it investigated. So he said, I've investigated and I found out that it was that busboy that I actually fired a week ago. And, you know, I fired him and everything's good. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, extremism. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
Explain to me again.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're having a hard time getting the commercial on the air.
Well, that's all right. Ted's in Beverly Hills, folks. Come on down. Anyway.
Well, Ted is our sponsor. He's also talking with us about a sexual harassment, the threat of a sexual harassment complaint at your workplace. This is not the first time that this has happened at your restaurant.
Phil, it happens to a lot of businesses. Thank you very much. It's not something that I think you should characterize as unique to Ted's of Beverly Hills, but I will tell you this. We have zero tolerance.
Well, you say you have zero tolerance, but the fact is the young cocktail server, this young lady who got the Victoria's Secret gift certificate and the vibrator as a gag gift, got it from you, even though it was anonymous. When she complained, you said that the man who gave it to her had been fired, a man who had actually been fired for not being able to speak English.
Well,
why not own up to the fact that you gave her that gift,
Phil,
that you were the one that gave her the Victoria's Secret gift certificate, you were the one that gave her the vibrator.
Phil, let me tell you why Ted Bell doesn't cave in to some cocktail jockey, excuse me for saying that, who wants blood. First of all, I get the state involved in an investigation of me for sexual harassment. There's a very good possibility that we lose our ability to serve liquor, we lose our ability to be a cabaret, to be a restaurant, in which case a lot of people lose their livelihood. There's a lot of people who depend on Ted's of Beverly Hills for their jobs. Do you ever think of that? No, you did not. Neither did this cocktail waitress, Kim. And, a lot of people who want to judge never stop to think what they're talking about.
You said to this young lady that a kid that you can because he couldn't speak English and who's on his way back to Mexico, as you said, was the one that sexually harassed her. Now, maybe
he's never going to know what I see. The guy's going to be back in Cruz de Laredo, riding in the back of a pickup truck looking for turtle eggs. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about what's right. I'm talking about principle.
Let me tell you, Phil, let me tell you what's right. What's right is keeping people employed.
Ted?
No, what's right is keeping people employed. What's right is keeping my people employed. What's right is keeping a business open, keeping a tax base open, keeping people who come to this job and depend on it for their livelihood open. You want to open up a sexual harassment beef against me, Ted Bell?
Ted, I'm not trying to get angry.
Well, I'm getting a little angry. I'm Ted Bell. I made my bones while you were still dating cheerleaders. Well, you guineas are all the same, you know that?
Look, and all I'm telling you is this. You can keep your business open.
Yeah, when you pause, it shows that you really don't have a point.
I've got a point, and the point is simply this. You're the one that gave that girl that gift, which was, in her view, sexual harassment.
She's got no sense of humor. You can ask anybody in the restaurant. You can ask anyone that was there that night when she opened the gift. Why is it everybody was falling on the floor laughing?
Maybe they were embarrassed for her.
Maybe they were embarrassed. Maybe they thought it was funny.
1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show here. Basically, what happened, Ted, is you gave her that gift, and you told her somebody else did, and that the kid has been fired, and the problem's been dealt with. Here is Tisha. Hello?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, I thought it was very wrong. You should have told her that you gave her that gift and explained to her what it was instead of doing that. And the way you fired the little Mexican boy, that was just wrong.
Well, but what do you mean what it was? What, she can see what it is. It's a Victoria's Secret gift certificate.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the neck massager.
You mean the vibrator?
The vibrator, the neck massager.
Well, they call it, don't they call it a neck massager? See, that's all I'm saying. And because she doesn't have a sense of humor, she's the one that put that Mexican kid on the road, not me. She's the one, Phil.
How did she do it?
Because I told you, she wanted her pound of flesh. She wanted somebody to burn down for this thing. Ted Bell isn't going to go down for the count. Ted Bell owns the restaurant. Tisha, what restaurant do you work at?
I don't work at a restaurant.
You don't work at a restaurant?
No, I do not.
All right, do you cater out of your own home, or what do you do?
Well, I do something every day.
What,
I work every single day.
If you don't mind me asking you, where is that? Is that in a city, or is it rural? Or?
I work in Nacogdoches.
You work in the neck, in someone's neck? But
no, what's the name of the town, hon?
Nacogdoches.
Where is that, dear?
In Texas.
She works in Texas.
All right, you work in, so what do? You work at a
hospital.
You work at a sandwich shop, I'm sorry?
At a hospital.
Well, what's that got to do with getting a vibrator? I don't understand what she's saying.
She's calling up about the fact that she's giving an opinion.
Well, look, do you guys have a gift exchange at the hospital that you work at, Tisha?
Yes, we have.
All right, you do the Secret Santa deal where you don't know who's giving what to who?
Yes, we have.
All right, that's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
I gave the girl, I'm sorry, I thought it was a joke. Everyone laughed until they, excuse my language, but they laughed until they peed themselves. She didn't think it was funny. What are your cafeteria?
Wrong for the way you fired the Mexican boy.
Well, the Mexican couldn't speak English. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, but you said it was because he sexually harassed the girl. You put that probably in his work report.
I don't keep a work report on these. The kid comes up from Mexico, goes
yeah,
back.
Yeah, but before you hired the Mexican kid, you knew he couldn't speak Spanish.
Well, no. What we do is we bring him on and we give him a couple of weeks to get some kind of a basic skill going.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks later, this kid still doesn't door, car. He can't get any of it.
So you can him.
Well, that's what Carlos, the chef, told me to do. And I just happened to say, oh, by the way, that was the kid that gave you the vibrator.
You know what? That girl bought
that
story.
But that was wrong. You shouldn't have told her that the kid gave her the vibrator and you gave it to her.
What difference does it make? The kid's on his way back to Mexico with a knapsack on his back, whistling, whistling Mr.
Wrong.
Bluebird on my shoulder.
Yeah. Tisha, thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. The kid's on his way back to Mexico with a knapsack on his shoulder. What do you think, he's Tom Sawyer? Just skiffling on down the highway?
Look, Phil, it's difficult for you to get this. This is a young man who is not necessarily going to ever be back in the United States of America. He doesn't know anybody's talking crap about him. He's skipping down merrily a road, a dirt road with a little knapsack and a sandwich in it.
Yeah, that's what he's doing, man. You canned him. More likely, he's in some crowded, hot, disgusting, stinking apartment somewhere near, central L.A., somewhere down along the Wilshire downtown someplace, with about 900 other people who are sharing the rent. And he came back today or yesterday and said to them all, I got canned. I don't have a job. I can't help you out with the rent here anymore. I guess I got to go back to Mexico.
Yeah, and then he packs up his knapsack, puts a cheese sandwich in it, pulls a harmonica out, goes, what are you talking about?
Pulls out a harmonica? This guy's got to go down. He's going to have to find a way across the border in a car, get back to Mexico, go to the family that he was probably going to be sending the money to, and tell them I got fired from my job.
Look, he goes back to that apartment you're talking. I know how it works. You don't. I know how it works. He goes back to that apartment. Somebody says, well, I know where you can get a job. You hang around underneath one of those trees. You go out here on Pacific Coast Highway and stand in the parking lot of a Dairy Queen, and somebody comes along and wants to hire you to babysit their kids. Jesus, don't you get it? One less illegal.
You know, for every word that comes out of your mouth, another nail driven into the coffin of your so-called reputation.
Hey, Phil, I'm Ted Bell. The business has been here 26 years, and Ted's of Beverly Hills will be here long after you and I stink up the grave, stink up the ground and feed the worms, believe me.
Who's going to be running it?
I hope very much my son, Corey.
Is he going to call it Corey's of Beverly Hills?
He tries that, I'll come back. I'll claw my way out of the grave. The name is Ted's of Beverly Hills. It'll always be Ted's of Beverly Hills. It's not going to be Corey's of Beverly Hills. He names it Corey's of Beverly Hills, and I will claw my way out of that box. and with the rags hanging off of me and the decaying flesh dropping from my face, I'll strangle him to death. Yeah, go ahead and laugh.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You're a buttlog with legs.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Don't forget, tomorrow night we have our webcast. This segment brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Come on down to Ted. Thanks a lot.
I'm sorry, we'll run it again.
Here at Ted's.
Christ.
Watch the language. Yeah, run it again. This segment of the Phil Hendry Show brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills.
That's right, Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
That's me.
Steakhouse, come on down.
Well, come on down and get yourself one of the best prime rib slices you'll ever have in your mouth. When you see that slab of meat laying on your plate, if your girlfriend doesn't scream, "Oh, God, look at that," well, forget it.
We want to put our meat in your...
All right, it's Ted's at Beverly Hills. You guys are open. What time do you open for lunch?
Phil, we open for... Well, what time do you think we open for lunch? Noon. Jesus.
Well, I don't know when you open for lunch.
We open for lunch at noon. We close our doors at 3. We reopen for dinner at 5:30 for the early bird special, which is, by the way, something I don't like to talk too much about. You know, we enjoy our elderly patrons. We love to have them come in. But... Well, I shouldn't even have mentioned.
Well, no, I mean, okay, fine.
Suffice to say, we got an early bird special, so if you want to come in and steal the sugar packets.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills about a young man, his name was Esteban.
We're talking about, Phil, the difficulty of running a business when you have people screaming sexual harassment all the time. But you know what? I asked this kid. No,
we're talking about you blaming a young man for sexually harassing a female employee that hadn't done it at all. You had.
I didn't sexually harass her. I gave her a gag gift.
A Victoria's Secret gift certificate and a vibrator. What's funny about that?
Are you kidding? Come on.
What's funny about that if you're a young female, brand new to a company, you open that up in front of the eyes of, I don't know how many fellow employees. What's funny about that?
Phil, I didn't come on your program to have you put me on the spot.
What is funny about that?
Well, I don't know, but everyone laughed. And when everyone laughs at Ted's, Ted's happy. I don't ask why people laugh at Ted's. I don't go into my dining room and say, "You're laughing. Why? You're having a good time. Why?" I assume it's because they're at Ted's. When people come into my place of business, whether they work here or whether they eat here or whether they just sit and drink all day here, it's because they enjoy it. They like it. They laugh. They smile, they walk out of here with a big, fat tummy full of food, a head swimming, soaked in alcohol. They get behind the wheel of their car, and they go home happy.
1-800-449-8686.
Jesus.
Phil Hendry Show. Brett, go ahead.
Yeah, he had made a comment that if, you know, I manage a retail location myself, so
yes,
I know what sexual harassment's all about.
Yes, sir.
But he said, well, everyone knew she didn't have a sense of humor. Well, if you knew she didn't have a sense of humor, well, why'd you give her the gift?
Well, you know, when you know that someone is kind of a sourpuss, you try to cheer them up. You try to say, "Hey, get with the swing of things." You know, you're working at Ted's of Beverly Hills. It's a great place to work. Everybody has a good time here. Maybe the young lady was depressed. Maybe her last work experience was not that edifying. But we're trying to make it a fun thing. I give her a lousy vibrator, and she wants to hang me with the state of California. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Well, so she obviously didn't think it was funny. So
well,
you
I guess
admit
she didn't think it was funny, though.
You made a mistake there, right? So, like, the man thing to do, to be a man, don't you just kind of step up and say you made a mistake and apologize instead of...
Well, let me ask you this, Brett. Do you think it's the man...
somebody else?
Let me ask you something. Do you think it's the manly thing to do to step up, apologize, have her take you to the state of California, file a sexual harassment claim against you, maybe get your liquor license pulled and your cabaret license pulled, and the next thing you know, all of your employees are out in the street? You think that's a manly thing to do? All those people without a job.
Well, I manage a retail location myself.
Do you own it? That's the key difference. I own this business.
Well,
I put more... My father... You might as well have buried my father in the walls of Ted's of Beverly Hills. Because that's what he means to this business.
Well, to let you know, sexual harassment law is not black and white, and if it's a one-time incident and you apologize for it, there's really nothing anybody can do. But going off and blaming somebody else and firing somebody else, I think that that's going to be, you know, if you ever did end up in court, that's going to be looked on far worse than making a mistake, because you can make a mistake.
Are you a lawyer?
No.
But what do you manage?
I manage a cell phone retail location.
A cell phone retail location.
I don't want to mention the company.
No, that's all right. And I own one of the largest steakhouses in Los Angeles.
Okay.
That was a big difference between you and me. I know you're younger, and I know someday you'll be a success in business.
My company has 45,000 employees.
I know, but on your way up the ladder, don't make the mistake of when you give a chick a vibrator for a Christmas present, admitting that you did it.
Will you come on? He's not going to be that stupid.
You're calling me stupid.
I'm calling you stupid, yeah. I'm calling you dumb. And
that's right, Phil. I'm so dumb, I don't know what a whole lot of zeros are. I'm so dumb, I got a very successful business. I got 4 restaurants, one in New York, one in Miami Beach, one in Washington, one here in Beverly Hills, opening up a new one in Honolulu because the old one burned down, opening up a new one up there in Walnut Creek, and that's how dumb I am.
Well, you got to be dumb to think anybody is going to buy that you're some kind of a good guy.
Let me ask this guy. Your name's Brett. Does your cell phone store sit in between a 99-cent store and an adult video store?
No.
All right. Good. I thought I knew the place.
Yeah, get out of here. Thanks a lot, Brett. Here is, let me hold on here for just a second. Let's go over to John. John, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi, John.
I just want to tell him that Mr. Bell, that I think he's wrong and I think he's a racist. He keeps saying that this kid is going back down a dirt road with a knapsack and a tea sandwich.
Wait a minute, how does that make me a racist?
Well, sir, you have no right to even think this man got a knapsack on his back and going down a dirt road.
How am I a racist? How am I a racist?
That's the way it sounds to me and everybody else that's been listening to
it. It may sound that way to you, but maybe you need to clean the wax out of your ears.
Wait. Hold on, Ted.
Well, he's calling me a racist. I didn't say I'm a racist. How do you figure I'm a racist because I say a guy has a knapsack?
Well, what makes you think that he's going home that way? Tell me that. Where you get that idea from?
In other words, if a guy walks down a dirt road with a harmonica, I'm a racist?
And sir, just answer my question.
All right, what's your question?
My question is, what makes you think he's walking with a cheese sandwich and a knapsack?
I believe he's going back to Mexico with a cheese sandwich and a knapsack because isn't that how a lot of you people came here?
No.
What do you mean, you people?
You know what I'm talking about. The restaurant. Do you work in a restaurant, sir?
Sir, I used to own one of the largest restaurants in the state of California, black restaurant. So, you know, I don't want to get into that.
Black restaurant, I don't know if that counts. But
what does that mean, you don't know if it counts?
No, I'm talking about, I've got a chain restaurant. See, I got 4 of them.
Well, what do owning a restaurant have to do with the way you treat a person?
Look at,
if you own a clothing store, you still should treat them right.
I don't have anything against anybody, John. All I
sir, you lied on the man. Don't you have principles and morals?
This guy's down in Mexico.
Do you have principles and morals?
He's down sheep herding right
do
now.
Do you have principles and morals?
Do I have principles and morals?
Yes.
By who?
What do you mean by who?
What is he talking about?
Do you have principles? Are you a principled man?
Yes, I'm a principled man. I just got done telling that other guy. I've got people who depend on this business, employees. Don't you think that's
principled
enough?
You know, I'm thinking
enough?
About filing that lawsuit myself since you done put it all on
what
the
are you going to sue me for? Look, you're retired. You're retired. You're sitting there drinking a tall boy, watching television, watching Roller Mania, whatever it is. Don't bother yourself with a bunch of stuff that you don't care about.
Because
a guy's walking down a road with a knapsack, a cheese sandwich, and a harmonica doesn't mean that you're going to get all
let
nuts.
Let me tell you something about
man.
Me. Let me tell you something about me. I am retired. I had 35 contracts in airports. And I'd do all right. I might be doing better than Bell. I might file this lawsuit. If I can find out who the girl
all
is,
right.
If
how
she
long
don't
did...
have the money, I'll put it up for.
How long did you own that Denny's?
What Denny's?
Did he say you owned a Denny's?
He did not. He said he had a contract. He was a food service contract, sir?
No. I had SkyCap contracts in airports.
Oh, so you're the guy that brought the little, what do you call it, the chicken breast on the airplane?
No, I'm not, sir.
Well, then I don't understand.
Look at Ted. Why don't you just accept the fact that this gentleman is a business owner like yourself, understands the risks and the perils. Okay?
Well, then he ought to know what the bottom line is. I'm Ted Bell. You know who I am, right, John?
Ted Bell.
Right.
You know what?
I'm Ted Bell.
You sound like the scum of the earth over the, on the radio.
Well, then obviously you don't know who Ted Bell is.
That don't mean nothing to me.
You don't know who... You're in the restaurant business and you don't know the name Bell. Ted
no.
Bell.
No.
T-E-D. Are you spelling it right?
He doesn't know who you are.
Well, that's impossible. That's impossible.
You're the type of person I don't want to know.
Look, at, I own a steakhouse. You come. I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you, John. Come on in. I'm going to give you the biggest, thickest, juiciest steak you've ever had in your life. Get a beautiful chick to sit in your lap, feed you a whole bunch of rum, and pile you back into your car and send you down the road happy.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pass. You're not the type of person that I would want to give me something.
But we don't.
And I'm not one looking for handouts.
But I got to tell you, we don't serve slams at Ted's, so...
All right. Look at... John, I appreciate very much your call. The fact is, Ted, if that girl just finds out it was you, you're in deep, deep doo-doo.
Oh, she ain't going to find out that I get you.
Yeah? Does she have a radio?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
I'll tell you. Let me say this, and I'm going to hang up.
Jesus.
I promise you I'm going to find out who she is.
Look, can you guys just hang up?
Yeah. He just found out he's on the radio. John, thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8... Oh, man.
Come on down to Ted.
Ted's a Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's worst nightmare.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Thank you very much, Ted, for your really, really, really stupid philosophy of life. I hope you... Oh, man. I'm Ted Bell. I remember the time he came on the show and said that getting diarrhea from a steak was like savoring the finish on a good wine. I didn't understand what he was talking about. I said, what are you talking about? He said, you're supposed to savor the squirts you get from a bad steak the same way you would savor, you know, the real good bouquet or finish on a wine. So in other words, you go to his restaurant, eat one of his steaks, get the freaking squirts the next day for like 6 hours till you're cramping, and you're supposed to sit there and just, wow, savor it? What a maniac. I hope that girl finds out that he's the one that gave her those presents. I hope they hang him by the you-know-what until dead. 1-800-449-8686. Don't worry. There's more to come, including tomorrow night's webcast. And on tomorrow night's webcast, not only will we be doing two full character hours, two full interview hours, we'll also have a Christmas Carol presentation featuring Lloyd Bonafide as Scrooge, Margaret as the ghost of Christmas something. I think there's going to be Margaret and Harvey and R.C. Collins, and I don't know who's playing Bob Cratchit yet, but we'll be casting for that. And it'll all be tomorrow night, a Christmas Carol here on the Phil Hendry Show, and you can watch it on the webcast by going to our Backstage Pass department there at the website, www.philhendryshow.com, and get yourself a Backstage Pass for only $6.95. I'm looking at Saddam Hussein on the TV right now. Did you hear what he said? He said we tortured him and kicked him and spat on him and all kinds of stuff. Boy, that's one more sin, Bush, that you're going to have to answer for when you stand before your maker. They're voting in Iraq, and we tortured Saddam Hussein. I looked at Ramsey Clark, you know, the guy that's over there defending Saddam Hussein, and he was all, you know, he's worried about it. He thinks that maybe they kicked him in the balls or something, and that he might be singing soprano sometime soon. So it's a bad thing. And I think Bush ought to be impeached. I just want to go on record as saying that. Thank you. Now, let's take another break, bud, okay, now that I got my politics out of the way. I know it's going to make a lot of people angry, but that's just how I feel. Hey, bud.
Yeah?
Here's a... it's not big enough. It's a prophylactic. I was wondering if you could just put it over your face. But I...
But it's...
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Guy writes us an email. He says, hey, Phil, I was driving to work the other morning. I flipped on Mancow Mueller just in time to hear him say, the man who wants to put his meat in your mouth, dot, dot, dot. Apparently, he was talking to the owner of a mail-order steak business. I think the name was Tall Grass Beef. Anyway, I just thought you ought to know that Mancow uses a Ted Bell slogan that you're not allowed to use anymore. How come Mancow can say it, but you can't? Well, it's very simply this, sir. Mancow gets to say it, and I don't. That's how it works. Why is that? Mancow's on in Morning Drive. There's a lot of money involved in Morning Drive radio. And so they give him a little more latitude because there's a higher cum, higher dollars. And it's about money. It's about money. You can say, we want to put our meat in your mouth. If you've got more ad revenue coming into your show in Morning Drive where there's a higher cum base of listeners than there is at night when everybody is, you know, at home watching TV and not necessarily listening to the radio. That's what it's about. So the Ted Bell slogan got axed. You know, frankly, and this is the honest truth, I could use that on the air. I don't use it on my merchandise anymore. We don't say Ted's of Beverly Hills on the shirt. You know, we want to put our meat in your blank because that's merchandise that is through the company that syndicates my show. But as far as the content of this radio show goes, I can use that on the air. It is not actionable. It's not a violation of FCC guidelines. If it is, I'd love for somebody to show me how. But the problem is, in this business, you can get fired even if you're not violating the law. You can get fired by some imbecile that runs your company because he thinks, even though he doesn't have a law degree and he wouldn't get one if he was reborn six times, that you violated the law. So that's why I can't say, we want to put our meat in your mouth. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.